Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining me. The thing I love about Fitz, well, we go way back, so we're good friends and have been. But he answers the call, and he's straight up and honest and takes it on. He's taken a lot of abuse. Kind of in a no-win situation. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying this is nothing with a straightforward answer, and I certainly don't have him. It's confounding to a lot of people, the COVID situation. Fitz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Yeah, you're right, because it really is. You got different opinions from different, even among the health professionals. You know, sometimes there's differences in, you know, whether it be testing, whether it be social distancing, all these kind of things. So, yeah, and it, obviously there's nothing that we've ever seen that affects every single aspect of life and every single individual like this has.
So, and again, the governor has always said, stick to the data, stick to the science, and you said the same thing. So I pulled the numbers, and this isn't a surprise to you because, you know, everybody's shocked now, and a lot of people are angry about what he said as he walked out of that news conference yesterday about high school sports. And so I pulled the numbers. We have not had in Allegheny County not a single death for anyone under the age of 18, not one. And if I expand that nationally, all age groups under the age, it's amazing, under the age of 25%, under the age of 34, Fitz, less than 1% of all deaths. 99% of all deaths, 85 years old and over, 33% of the deaths, 75 to 84, 26% of the deaths, 65 to 74, 20% of the deaths. So the argument would be, well, under a year old, 0.008% of the deaths, 1 to 4, 0.005% of the deaths, 15 to 24, less than 1% of all deaths, 24 years and under. So I could argue, what's the governor doing, man, talking about shutting down all high school sports when the science that he talks about shows that slim to none their chance of getting seriously ill from this, sir?
Well, there's no question that young people are much, much, much less likely to have the severe, obviously the fatalities, the statistics you gave. The issue, though, also becomes spread, because those young people that would get infected, that would catch the virus, don't live in a bubble. You know, they go home to parents, sometimes multi-generational places, particularly in areas where you've got, you know, people of socioeconomic, that poor communities. You have many multi-generations living together. Those are often people that are most vulnerable to getting the spread. So while the 15-year-old football player, may get it, and he may be fine in and of himself. But then when he goes home to quarantine for 2 weeks, he's living with, you know, his parents and sometimes his grandparents or extended family. So that becomes part of the issue. Now, on the sports issue, I think the governor, and I'm going to disagree with him a little bit, I think there are certain sports that didn't need to be lumped into this.
Golf.
I think cross country.
Golf. Tennis.
Probably tennis. You know, but it's the contact sports. And you saw what Uniontown, I think it was Uniontown School District, said, you know, football and soccer we're not going to do, but the other sports we are going to do. So I think, to kind of use the blanket statement or blanket proposal, you know, all sports are no good, that I think that's not right. And even football and basketball and hockey at the professional level, They've isolated these individuals. They've put these guys literally in a bubble in which they're not permitted to go out into the general population. So there's ways to do that. You probably can't do that at the high school level.
But hold on, let's get into this. He keeps saying any place you congregate is unsafe. All right, I'll play along to get along. Shut down Kennywood today. Shut it down, man. Shut down Sandcastle today. Shut it down. Shut down Idlewild today. Shut down the protest today, man. If you're going to be fair, if you're going to stick to the science, and your science is if you congregate, you're in jeopardy, do it. Do it all, man. Why not?
Well, the congregation is certainly, as we know, more the spread or the potential is much more on an indoor facility.
Well, football's outside. Soccer's outside.
I understand that, but you're also talking about doing football and soccer. You're talking about doing it a lot, like every day for hours on end. You know, football practice usually lasts 2 or 3 hours.
So you guys keep changing the rules. And look, Kennywood, Sandcastle, kids in the water? Come on, man. Idlewild, kids on rides? How is that any different than football practice? I'm serious.
Well, first of all, you got a much bigger facility. You spread it out more. And again, what we're seeing at Kennywood and Sandcastle and Idlewild is people aren't showing up.
Not the point.
They've limited their capacity, but they're still not going in the numbers that they have.
They're showing up for demonstrations. Shut them down, man.
Well, it's tough to shut down a demonstration. I mean, come on, you know that.
What do you mean?
You don't give a license to a demonstration when people just show up. So what are we going to do? We're going to throw him in jail?
Well, that's the governor has never said, don't demonstrate. Just say it. Just say, I don't think.
A statement could be said. You're right. And by the way, on the sports, he hasn't shut him down. He just made a recommendation.
Yeah.
He's not put a mandate out there like some of the other facilities and like what he did with schools in the back in the winter and the spring. So it was just... It was a recommendation, and the general statement is the less you congregate, the better. We know that, particularly on indoor facilities. The youth, you're 100% right, Marty, and that's what the school thing is. It gets a little tricky because you want to have schools. You want to educate kids.
It does.
The difference is when they go home.
Then if it's unsafe afterwards to congregate on a football field, shut down all the schools because then they are inside. My issue is... My friend, there's no conformity, brother. You got this guy throwing this off the wall. You got colleges saying we're going to play football. You got other colleges saying we're not going to play football. There is no uniformity and no leadership. Would that be fair to say?
I think it's a little unfair to say. I get what your uniformity because you could always, what about them? And that's what we've been doing now. Everybody's been doing it over the last number. Oh, what about this group? How come they're allowed to meet? How come they're allowed to do this not a lot. So there's a lot of that goes on, and I get it. I would say, again, the overarching issue is I think our state has done much better than other states.
We have.
He certainly deserves at least some of that credit.
Sure.
You know, local officials and local people working together have as well. But when you see what's happening in Florida, when you see what's happening in Texas and in Arizona and California, Mississippi, 25% positivity.
I get it, Fitz, but that's not here. That's not here, man. That's my issue.
I understand that.
My man, they've been practicing. These kids have been, you know this too. I have friends. Our boy Jack's got all of his boys. They've been practicing football for 2 months together. 2 months.
Yep.
Soccer for 2 months. My daughter's been practicing soccer every night for 2 months. And no one says a damn word until suddenly the governor gets a blankety blank in his blankety blank. And now everybody's freaked out. All I'm suggesting is Man, it just doesn't seem fair. There's no uniformity, my man.
Well, the local school board and the local superintendents are still get to make this decision.
For now.
Again, it was a recommendation.
For now.
He didn't put a mandate. Well, it may change.
Yep.
And some of that will change based on results, based on testing results. And if you start to see an outbreak within schools, within teams, whatever the team it might be, then I think there will be some action that will be taken.
But if one guy gets sick, do we shut the whole damn team down? If 10 students get sick at a high school, do we shut it down for 2 weeks? No one knows because every school has to make a different choice.
They're going to make different choices. I know they had those, whatever those legendary coaches, Render and a bunch of them last week. And they had to, and eight, what, seven of the eight said they should not have football until the spring.
Yeah.
Now, these are football guys that you would probably want to think like, ah, let's play, you know, we can go through it. But, you know, seven of the eight of them said, you know, we ought to hold off. So, you know, people have different opinions on this. And as the science comes out, you know, we'll continue to debate it. We'll continue to have these arguments.
I appreciate it. And there's no direct answer. It's just there's a lot of conflict. Rich Fitzgerald, thank you so much, man.
All right, Marty. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Sorry to go long, but it's good stuff. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.